It's time for a Bartlesville Coach's Corner ahead of the Bruins and Owosso this evening. Bartlesville 1-0 after a 27-24 win over McAllister this past Friday. We'll get to Owosso here in just a moment or two. But Coach McKee, your overall thoughts on a pretty thrilling three-point win over the Buffaloes this past week?
It was a little too close for comfort, but we managed to squeak out a victory. Very proud of our kids. Made a lot of mistakes during the game, but showed our immaturity at times a little bit. But fought through that, but still found a way to win the ball game. Defensively, we stepped up when we had to, and made some clutch stops there late in the game to preserve the victory. And we'll move on to next week.
The headlines and the highlights of Friday's ball game, of course, Garrett Meidel and A.J. Archambault. Garrett coming after a career 9,000-yard passer, and Colton Penrod, all he does is step up and throw for 307 yards, three touchdowns, and no interception in his debut.
Did not turn the ball over. That was huge. But played very well, made some great plays, made some great decisions. I thought, once he got going and – I mean, you look at our first two offensive possessions. We go down, score, boom, 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 and so that was encouraging to see. It kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. A game that we were up 27-10 and rolling, midway through the third quarter, but got the ball inside the red zone three more times, but come away with no points. We got to correct those mistakes and find a way to get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that for a moment. We talked a little bit about it on your coach's show earlier this week, but a little bit antsy, it seemed, or nervous perhaps, and some really big third down and shorts deep in McAllister territory. Had a few false starts, a few holds as well, and kind of just speak about that and what you can do to alleviate some of those issues.
Well, I mean, I think we came a long way during that game to alleviating some of those things because, like I told you, we just need reps. And so we've been in that situation now, whereas before the game we hadn't been. And hopefully we can learn from those things and learn from those mistakes and not let those things happen going forward. But it just showed our immaturity as a ball club because we have a lot of new faces, a lot of guys that haven't been in those situations before. But they have now, and we'll roll on.
We haven't really talked about A.J. Archambault just yet. Nice to see him come in after a spectacular 2015 and not miss a beat with a new quarterback to begin the year.
No doubt. But he had a I said earlier in the week that he had his own highlight reel during that game, but made some spectacular catches, made some big plays for us in that ball game. Nine catches for 180 yards, three touchdowns, and I had 20 yards rushing. So big night for him, a tremendous, tremendous young man, a great athlete. But, he had a great offseason, put on 10, 15 pounds, and he's just that much better.
How nice is it to have him back there as a punter, by the way? I would be willing to bet my hat that that's not the last time we see something like that happen.
Well, I mean, it's a read play, so he's been there, he's been in the fire, so we kind of give him a little bit of freedom. If he sees something, then he's going to take it. But he does, for the most part, outside the Bixby game, I'll mention that, he does a really good job of making good decisions.
Owosso tonight, first time your program has played the Rams since the 2013 Class 6A split. Obviously, a lot of history there. You've played 21 times since Bartlesville High School came into existence. For the most part, Owosso's kind of owned the series. Nice to get them back on the schedule and also have a non-district shot at a 6A1 club, albeit early in the season.
It's really early, but it's a quality opponent. It's going to be a big test for our kids. Hopefully we can step up to the challenge and, like I said, correct some of the mistakes that we made the other night and go play a quality game, and we'll see how we measure up.
Lost the Jinx last week, 41-23. The big guys for Owosso are on the defensive side of the football. A couple of safeties for them are probably going to be playing big-time football on Saturdays. Josh Proctor, Wayne Jones, those names. And I know Josh Proctor, for one, he's had offers from Ohio State, Oklahoma State, so there will be some big-time stoppers on defense for the Rams.
Yes, tremendous athletes back there. They can cover a lot of ground, cover up a lot of space. They play ball offense also, so we're going to have our hands full with those two guys. But they're really physical, big up front, tremendous defense, which they always are. They always play good defense. So it's going to be a challenge for us to move the football.
That's Bartlesville head football coach John McKee ahead of Bartlesville and Owosso. We'll have the kickoff coming up next. You're listening to Bruin Pregame on K1.